Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending hand.
And God's favor.
God's favor.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending
God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Want you to hear what I'm saying?
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And welcome once again to Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Again, our beautiful radio listening audience, we want to thank you for joining us. And we have a lovely show, a beautiful show that we have planned for you today, a very spiritual, very serious talk. One moment, please. I see somehow I'm not speaking to you. I seem to have been dropped, so I have to call back in. Not making sense. We seem to have, as usual, we've been having problems with our radio broadcast here lately. We have, I think it's new people on the broadcast, and things are a little different and changing, and so. At first, you know, you have to get all the kinks out when you start something new and different. And so, as a result, we haven't been able to bring our radio show to you as we would desire to. But we are here today an hour late. But we thank our Creator, our merciful Lord, that we are blessed to be here with you with the continuation of our broadcast Sunday morning radio show, The Reality of the Creator. Again, thank you. Today's discussion, I won't hold you any longer, will be all humankind. Our Creator will not change our condition until we change inside. Our Creator will not change our condition until we change inside. Yes, that's the discussion for today and for you to think about. Allah says in the Holy Quran, his final revelation to humankind, that all good that happens to human beings is from him. And he says that all bad is from ourselves. So what is our Creator saying to us? He is saying that he created us good, not some good, but all good. And it is by our own action and intention that all bad comes. So Allah is saying that we humans should start following our will and start following his will, which is all good. Then and only then will he change our bad condition back to good. We can't go on doing bad and evil and expecting good results. Oh, good. Excuse me one moment, please. I got lost here in my summary here that I was giving to you of what the show is all about. When we fall off all his love, then and only then will he change our bad conditions back to good. This conduct is unacceptable to Allah. Allah only accepts our good. Allah says in his book, the Holy Quran, that our actions come from our intentions in our heart. He also says, if we do a bad deed, follow the bad deed up. A good deed. Yes. To do a good deed, do a bad deed, right? And you will wipe out the bad deed. as you also said, be kind to one another. This is our only hope, people, from our self-destruction. This material world we live in, we have made a hell of misery by our own hands. So if we want this hell to stop, we must come back to the law of divine goodness. Only good moral behavior will save us today and in the future, life to come in the hereafter. Allow our creature rules and controls the heavens and the earth. Evil has no power, people. Evil has no power. Allah is your all power. Allah is your all good. Come back to Allah's way. Thank you. Thank you again, our people. This is the summary for today. To give you an idea of what the discussion and the talk with Imam Shaheed Shabazz will be about. And now, without further delay, I will give you Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I would like to greet all of my listening audience, our listening audience, and the greetings of peace from all the prophets, from Adam, the first prophet, down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad, and that is in the Arabic language. It means peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, today we before we get started, I can't ever forget this. I want to open with the opening prayer in our holy scripture, Revelations, from Allah, the creator to all mankind, that he sent, that he revealed and sent his prophet Muhammad, his last prophet, 1,400 years ago, to bring to world that was a world that was like this world here. And this prayer is said by Allah for all human beings, that if you just follow this prayer, live it. Don't just talk it, don't just speak it, but live by this prayer. Every moment of your life till you die, you will make it back home to heaven. It's called Fatiha, or the opening. And I will just say it in English for those who don't speak Arabic. With the name of Allah, the Creator, the most merciful, the most gracious, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all creation, all systems of knowledge. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. We ask Allah to show us the straight way, the way of those on whom Allah have bestowed his grace, those whose portion is not wrath, who don't incur, bring the wrath of Allah on themselves, and those who go not astray. Ameen. Yes, thank you. We want to talk, beginning by saying, we look at the world today, and we see people worshiping everything, most people, but the Creator. Why? Because most people are attracted to outer attractions, the things they see on the outside, on the out in the outer world, the material world. But even Allah says in the Quran this way, he says, but of the end of things, when there will be no more material world, there will be no more material possessions, when you will go back to the dust, he say, and you will be resurrected to be judged for your life in this world, to appraise your life, to see if your good outweighs your bad. He said, most people don't take no heed. Okay? So now, the most important concern that people should have in their life is not the outside interest or material interest. It should be the spiritual or the unseen interest. Yes, we don't see our creator, but who woke us up this morning? Whose air is we breathing? Who's keeping our body functioning, even though we got so many parts to our body, and he got them all working at the same time, doing their job to keep us alive. And then he goes on, and that's our physical body, but then he say he's closer to us than our jugular vein. That's the vein that the main artery or the main vein that keeps the heart pumping from the brain to the heart. What is he saying? He's saying that I gave you not only physical life, but I gave you another life also. I gave you a spiritual life. You don't see me, but you can't see me in the world I created for you because that world is not the real world. That's not my world. I only put you in that world to test you to see which of you would be best in your conduct. So what is most important? Why is the world so corrupt? Why is most people so corrupt? Why do most Muslim, Christian, Jews, and people, Buddhists, Hindus, people in religion practice hypocrisy? Why is the majority doing this today? Because Allah says hypocrisy and evil spreads simply because those people in religion and out of religion who reject his unseen reality say they don't take the spiritual world seriously or spiritual knowledge seriously. They can even learn spiritual knowledge. But he said they don't take it seriously because they're too caught up in the what they see. The material things that they see, too caught up in their flesh. Oh, I look good. I'm a king. I'm pretty. I'm handsome. I'm good looking, I know. And all you hear from most people is I this, I that, my. And we don't own nothing. Allah say for all of these people out here, the majority of people on earth to think they're self-sufficient, he said, call back the soul of one of your best loved ones when he call that soul out of the body and it begin to exit out of the body. Huh? On up, rising, he bringing it back up to him. He say, stop it. Call it back and put it back in that body and make your relative live again if you think you got some power. And there's many things that show us as human beings we're powerless. You don't even have to have no particular illness or sickness. And Allah still, you still going to die. You got people dying every day. Allah say even if he speaks about the Jews and the Christians. And he says those people, and he's talking basically about the pale-skinned Jews and the Christians. And he say, and the Arabs too. But he's mainly talking about those pale, the one lighter ones, that so-called white, a light one. He said they wish they could live a life of 1,000 years on this earth. That's why they killing black people, because we have the strongest genes. Because we were created first. Allah said he created first Adam, the first man. And then he took and created Eve from Adam and rib. And then he say he created them out of black clay molded into form or fashion or shape. And so the first and original people, mother and father of all human beings, were black, jet black. I mean black. Okay? So, but these people, they say they wish they could live a life of 1,000 years. Now, 1,000 is a very significant number. I'll tell you in a few different ways here. But he say, Allah say, even if he let anybody live 1,000 years, let them live 1,000 years, that won't save them from due punishment. They still going to come back to him and answer for all the oppression and evil and wrong they did. Now, getting back to this, why these people are stealing, they're killing deliberately black people, and they are getting their organs out of their body, their body parts, their organs out of their body, so they can live longer. It's called organ trafficking. They're doing it in the prisons. They're taking the prisons that ain't got AIDS and diseases, blacks, darker ones, darkest ones, the most. And they are, rich people are buying those organs for their husbands and wives who's having heart failure, huh? And kidney failure, liver failure, other diseases. Why? Because when us being the black man and woman, the first ones that the Creator created, we got, he put more of himself. When he put his spirit in us, we became a living soul. So we live longer than anybody else because we was here on the earth before anybody else was, and we're their father and mother. They get out in the sand and get, try to get what? A suntan. Why? They want to be, look like their mother and father. They want to look like us. And too many of us, the majority of dark people all over this planet, they want to be white, so-called white. Why? Because they think that white is right. Why? Because all over the world, the Christians, crusades out of England, British colonialism, they're all over the world. And they went first to Africa, excuse me, and got slaves. And they brought these black slaves and took them all around the world, and they made them slave and put them in servitude and under them, their control. But the only way could do this, because the black slaves, they had seen weakness over there in Africa too. Now they seen weakness. See, in Africa you got a lot of different tribes. So you had tribes, they got the tribes to begin to war against each other. See, that's their job. That's the job of the evil jinn people. It's to get their God, the original God-fearing people, the black people, out of Africa, the Muslims. All the prophets and messengers of Almighty God, Allah, they were Muslims. What do Muslim mean, first of all? And they was Asiatic, too, because they come from the East. And you be under the sun a long time. Why you think Caucasians get under the sun? You're going to bake and you're going to turn dark. So those were people of color, Asiatic people. Asiatic meaning black people. Okay, that land of the black. They renamed it a man, call it Africa. British, one of the Europeans, Africanus, explored Africa. And explore means to go and check out something. Look into it and see what you can gain out of it. And their exploration was to see all what these people was blessed with. The richest continent on the earth. They had the diamonds, the gold, the riches, all the precious stones right under their feet. Diamonds that people kill for. Huh? Yeah, to kill for. So, but they didn't look at it as being, you know, because the Africans as being something to kill each other for, because they just looked at it as some God gave them and they used it, you know, to, you know, just as for whatever the need they needed it for. But they didn't worship these things because they, most of them, they were Muslims. But what caused the Europeans to be able to conquer that whole continent, the largest continent in the world, how could they do that? All of them people, all of them strong people. Well, I'm going to tell you something, I'll share something with you. The strength of a people is not in numbers. The strength of a people is in their unity, thinking as one people. because the Creator says He's one Creator. And He said when He put His Spirit in Adam and Eve, it made them one soul, a male and a female, but one soul. So all humanity is one soul, whether you acknowledge it or not. You came from a mother and a father. There was a male and a female, two females and two males, because today, you see, you got all of this justification of homosexuality being legalized. You got it so, and Almighty Allah, and before I say this, He say this right here, He say about these people in this world as He did in the past that rejected living the way He created them to live, which is morally good. He created everything good He created. And everything He created is good. He said all the bad come from our own selves. It come from us. It come from us rejecting what is so clear all around us, and that is that things didn't get here by themselves. There is a Creator. But they can't get around that. They see Him bring rain down to a dead earth and bring life out of the earth. They see things like this here, and this can't be no coincidence or accident. The largest body on the earth is the ocean. I think it covers about 65% to 70% of the earth's surface, you see. And He bring the sweet water, those two bodies, great bodies of water, together, and they don't merge. They don't go into each other. That's one of the greatest and magnificent and awesome things that show you that there is a Creator. And let me see a man can do any of these things. You can't do it. The Creator said, if you want to see any flaws in His work, you think that He's not perfect, and you think you're perfect as a human being. He said, okay. I'm going to give you another example. He said, look out in My creation, in the heavens and the earth, and see if you see any flaws. He said, look out again into the heavens. Huh? See if you see any flaws in the earth. You see? He said, your vision will come back to you dull and discomforted in a state worn out. Why? Because you won't find no flaws in the perfection of the Creator, who is perfect. Perfect. And He created us and put us on the earth as human beings that we, and gave us a little freedom of will, which we really, if you truly understand His purpose for you, you will understand you really ain't got no free will. People think that's what got the world crazy in hell right now. Our will is supposed to be the same as our Creator, because when He put His Spirit in us, like He did as His whole creation, it made us good. Not some good, all good. He said everything He created, and He just used days just for our calculations, our relativity. But He don't have no relativity. Relativity doesn't apply to Him because He's self-sufficient. He don't depend on nothing. He don't need anything. But He say He created the earth in 6 days, and they say a day is like a thousand years of our time on this earth, this planet. It's like one day to Him. So He say He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, right? 6,000 years. And he said this right here. He said everything He created was good.
I just looked at Him, and I almost said, I just held it back.
I don't know who it is on the program that I can hear talking in the background, but co-host, see if you can find out whoever that is and cut them off the show.
I'm excited for Hadith, but they don't hear me.
Would you cut them off in the show, co-host, whoever that is talking, I can hear in the background just trying to criticize and knock me down, maybe because I don't speak Arabic fluently.
Who's doing that? Oh.
Co-host, are you still here? Co-host, are you still here? Co-host, are you still here?
I didn't.
Shalom alaikum.
Huh? Turn it down.
It should be outside.
No, he's right here. What happened? It's cut off?
Yes, excuse me, my radio audience, I was cut out of the show for a minute, and I'm back on the air now. I'm glad the show has continued. So I just wanted to let you know that I have been off for a minute. It seems as though you weren't aware and you continued with the show, and which I'm thankful for that. So at this point, the guest speaker is speaking, I believe, and we will continue with our guest speaker. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes,
okay.
I can hear you.
All right. So I apologize for interrupting you, but I have not been on the air. I was cut off of the air and had to get back on. And I just wanted to let you know, in case something did happen, that that was the reason why. But it seems as though the show went on fine. And I'm thankful. We're thankful to Allah for that. So you may continue now with your discussion.
Yeah, well, as I was saying, you know, you got all of these people that Allah says in the Quran, He said that most people will not have faith in Him, even though those of true faith may want them to. This I'm saying because I'm saying faith is personal. And people, Allah says for us in the Quran not to judge people. You see, even in the Old Testament, it says, judge ye not lest ye be judged, meaning that you ain't no God. And He says He's the only one perfect. He said even those who don't believe in Him and reject Him, He say for us to forgive them, He said, because I'm the only one to judge people and punish them for the good or the bad that they do. So, and even when I was growing up as a little boy in the 50s, our parents, they had strong Islamic genes. We was told, don't judge nobody. And for you Muslims out there, all of you, who think that I should be speaking to people who speak English, Arabic, you're absolutely incorrect. Allah says that He raised up all His prophets and messengers and He's from among their own people to speak to them in their own language. Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad, my leader back in 1976 and still my leader, peace be upon his soul, he said if I had came out in 1975 speaking Arabic, he said, I knew the whole Quran in Arabic. I was a Hafiz, which means in Arabic you know that you are is one who knows how to recite the Quran in the Arabic language of the Quran, which is not like all Arabic. It's pure because Allah, the Creator, spoke to His last prophet in the language in the Quran, not in the whole Arabic language, but only in the Quran. And He said He had protected the Quran from all evil. What do He mean by that? You can read the Quran all you want. Now, I know people that know the Quran in Arabic and they're Hafiz. They have no morals whatsoever. So what did Prophet Muhammad say deen or religion is? He said deen is sincerity. And you can't, and he also said righteousness is good morality. He didn't say righteousness. And also Allah says Himself in the Holy Quran, for you Muslims first, and then everybody else. He says, you know, good. you can't even approach him unless you approach him first in humility. And then he says also, you're not a true believer in him, Allah, the Creator, unless you want good for others, what you want for yourself. Now, I was at an event last night here in Miami, Florida, and, you know, I've seen people that, you know, doing certain things, and as we just see people doing certain things that's immoral all over. And you got Muslims, you got Christians, they've been doing it, Jews, and other religious groups, trying to make wrong fair seeming, trying to mix evil with good and think that that's acceptable conduct in the sight of Allah. It's not. Almighty Allah said he only accepts that which is good. He's all good. You can't say, hypocrisy, what you do when you practice hypocrisy, you cut yourself off from the spirituality of your Creator. That's what you do, because you can't mix evil and good together. And he got things on this earth. I just stated the two largest masses of water in the ocean, they come together, but they don't merge. You put water and oil together, what do they do? It separate. So when you put evil and good together, you try to do that, what do you do? You have a separation of your soul and your mind, intelligence, from the spirit of your Creator. So you become insane. You don't know right from wrong no more. Allah said he revered the Quran as the criterion for humanity, all people, to teach us to show us how to distinguish right from wrong. You see? So if you're doing wrong and you're reading the Quran, all in Arabic, yes, and you're still doing wrong, you don't know the Quran. The Quran teaches good morality. That's what's destroying us, bad morality. What do bad morality come from? It comes from no respect for your Creator will in your own life. Where is his will? That his will is his spirit in your heart and your soul. It's called integrity. So before you can go, you can learn all the languages of the Quran from a fatha to enough. But if you don't have good morals, Allah don't care nothing about you quoting Arabic. You got homosexuals that call themselves a feast. You got child molesters and all of this. And in Christianity, you got homosexual leaders. In all religions, you got more homosexuals. And Allah said these things will come to pass. He said in the last days of evil on his planet, Earth here, he said the religious leaders, most of them would be godless, meaning they wouldn't have God in them. And they say most of the leaders, the political leaders, they would be oppressors. So this is what we have today. So I pray to Almighty God, Allah, to guide me. And I pray that if those that want to criticize, I pray that even they, Allah will bless them to get something good from this program. Because, you know, if we all submit to Allah, there's nothing to criticize each other about, because ain't none of us perfect. And we would also love each other. Allah said he created us as nations and tribes that we might get to know each other and not despise or hate each other. And we got so much hatred today. We the Muslims, we have the final revelations of Almighty Allah for all people. It ain't just for us. So even those learned in the Arabic, in the Quran, why aren't the majority of them out doing what Prophet Muhammad, they say they follow him, did? He was always out doing da'wah. His followers were always trying to reach somebody with Islam. And he and they weren't stingy like a lot of us, most Muslims are today. And Allah says in the Quran, if you are stingy or niggardly, stingy, tight-fisted, you are so at the expense of your own soul. What do he mean? He means that if you be, he grants you or bless you with a lot of riches, material riches and resources, if you don't share them with your fellow humans, that you will be cursed by him, and that you yourself won't get the benefit out of them that you're seeking. What is the benefits benefit most people seek out of getting material things and the carnal relationships? They want pleasure. Well, Almighty God, Allah says, hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. So you want pleasure. Allah say, our pleasure come through his good pleasure. If your creator ain't pleased with you, it doesn't matter what you got. It doesn't matter how you look. You will never be satisfied. That's why people go from one extreme in evil, this evil world, to another extreme. Because they are trying to find satisfaction in things that are not real. Now, one sister was talking about people smoking crack and what they are, and I've heard it too, crack cocaine. They say when they smoked it, they got a feeling and a high that felt so good that they just had to get it again. And they just kept chasing that feeling. And that's all it was a feeling. All things material, they can give you some good feeling and pleasure, but it's not real. It's false. It's fleeting. It's temporary. The only lasting pleasure for us in this world and the next life is in the good pleasure of our eternal creator, Allah. So all praise is due to Allah. At this time, our co-host, I don't know if we have any guests, and I welcome all of you guests. If you want to criticize me or for whatever I say, then you got the platform, call in, you know, and put the number one, and the co-host will bring you on, and we can talk about it. If you don't want to talk about it, then you ain't got nothing to say about what I'm saying. If you think I'm wrong and you know better, if you are that more learned or whatever, I ain't on here to say I'm more learned than nobody. Because you know what? You want to know something? None of us know nothing. Allah is all knowing. So the best of us, the most learned of us, and righteous, we are not perfect. And Allah says the knowledge that he gives us is just a little dab. It's so little, Allah say, that if he had, Allah say the ocean, if he turned the ocean into ink, and all the trees on up in the ink pen were with to write out his words, and then add seven more oceans to that, the ocean already, he said sooner would the ocean run out of ink than would his words fail up or run out. He's eternal. He's eternal from the beginning. He have no beginning, and Allah have no end. The Creator have no ending. And that's our real life, people. But most people on this earth have made the material world of their permanent home. And in the time, that's what caused the fall of our father and mother, Adam and Eve, trying to, Allah told them, don't eat of the forbidden tree. The forbidden tree is symbolic of the good and evil knowledge. Any time you mix evil knowledge with the good knowledge of your Creator, you are going to fall from his grace. You're going to lose his guidance. See, you're going to go astray like Iblis. And that's what caused the fall of Adam and Eve, our mother and father, our parents. Allah told them you can eat of all the good knowledge. Really, the good trees you can eat the fruit symbolically, but the bad tree, the tree that bear the fruit of good and evil, stay away from it. Good knowledge and truth knowledge. So, and we've heard the saying growing up, a lot of us African Americans in particular, the truth will set you free, right? The whole truth and nothing but the truth, but when we mix what we think and what we feel and our own desires with the truth, it's no longer truth. It's no good. And I share this with you all, to say you really so learned in the Quran. Allah say in the Quran, whose word is truer than mine? So these schools of thoughts in Islam, and Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said, that in these last days of evil, he said it would be 73 sects or groups of Muslims, 72 sects of Christians, and 71 sects of Jew denominations, the divisions. And he said only one group in each one of those religions would be followers of their prophets, Isa, Musa, and Muhammad. Peace be upon them all. One group. And I do want to share this with the whole audience. This is very serious, and you need to take this to heart, whether you agree with me or not. You're gonna take it to heart because it's coming to pass. Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, in prayers, said that out of every 1,000 person or human that Allah created, the Creator created, ain't but one out of every 1,000 going to heaven, coming back to him. He said out of 999, they're going straight to the hellfire he created for those who reject faith in him and worship his creation and refuse to worship him, the Creator, unseen. They don't fear to do wrong. They can do wrong and do good and think that's acceptable conduct. The government has recently legalized same-sex marriage. How many of you out there think that's right? How many Muslims are out trying to teach the Americans, the most corrupt country in the world, nation in the world, how many of you are teaching good morality to these people, huh? Allah said on the day of resurrection and judgment, all you Muslims, he said he's going to bring you forth in his court. And he said he's going to have all the people gathered out there all over the world, where you or wherever you was. And he said he's going to, they won't Muslim. And he said he's going to ask them, what did Muhammad or Shahid or Aisha, what did they do? Did you see them doing good around you, or did you see them doing bad things around you? And he say, most of the Muslims, the people going to say, I didn't see them doing good. I seen them dibbling and dabbling. They was out here in the evil with us last night, and they was in the mosque the next day or that night making prayer and for their big prayer on Friday. But when they left, they stripped, unclothed themselves, and they went, came out here, and they was in corruption with us. He said he going to take all of them people's sins that we say, oh, that kafir, you can't get into Jannah unless you are a Muslim and you follow Muhammad and the Quran. This is what Allah say, and that's his prophet. So you can't argue with me on this right here. He said he going to take all of those people's bad deeds and take all of your good deeds, Muslims, and put on their record and all their bad deeds on your record, thus transferring you into hell and bringing them into Jannah. So you have to be careful, Muslims, how you judge me and how you judge anybody. Allah ain't made nobody no judge over nobody. And Allah, even Prophet Muhammad said one time, if you can remember this, you must learn it, Muslims. He said, he told one of his followers, because Allah had prepared paradise for him. And Allah had said that, really, that paradise was guaranteed for him. But even he said, I'm still just a mortal human being just like you. And to let us know that, and he also said this, he said, no matter how good you are, and that can be in speaking the Quran better than me in terms of the Arabic, but he said, he don't care better how better you are and than anybody else you think you're better than. He says, all of us, we will answer to him by ourselves personally, and we won't be able to speak, for ourselves, speak against nobody else. He said our actions will speak for or against us. So I would advise you all that want to criticize, especially in my community of Muslims, you need to be working on yourself. We're taught that the greatest struggle And we was taught growing up, it's the same thing. Our worst enemy is our own selves. And if we work on, you know, developing a good relationship with our Creator and work on, you know, striving to do His will, like He created us, His will, which is righteousness, good, all good, we won't have no time to be criticizing each other. We won't have no time to be slandering and backbiting each other. Those things Allah say will get you into hell, slander and backbiting, as quick as fornication and adultery and shirt, associating a partner with him in worship. So at this time, I'm going to give away to the co-host and see if we have any guests. If we don't have any guests, co-host, if you got some comments or you want to share with the people, you got a question you want to ask me, you're welcome to do so at this time.
Thank you. I just want to remind our radio listening audience that you are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabal, The Reality of the Creator. And we want to thank all of you for joining us this morning. As usual, we appreciate your joining us, and we want you to remind you, if there is anyone in our radio listening audience who would like to join the show, hit the number one button. Push that number one button on your phone, and your number will show up in the studio, and we will be glad to have you join us. If you have any question or a comment even that you'd like to give, we want to hear from you. We love to hear from you. So just push that number one button, and you will be in our studio, and you will join the show. Thank you again for joining us. I don't see anyone except for the 305 number. I believe you two were discussing having a conversation when I got back on. I was cut off for a while. If this is a sister or brother who's at the 305 number, if you have anything at this time that you would like to say, you're welcome to do so. That's the 305-968-2118 number. All right, so I don't believe that person has anything at this time to say. I'm looking at the numbers here. Oh, yes, I believe there is another number. 30167. Oh, this is my number. My apologies here. This board looks sort of different for some reason today. We will go on then. We're actually talking about the conditions in the world. And our question is, why are they so bad today? Why is all this happening? Do you know that over in another country over there, and I've forgotten exactly where the country was now, but there is a great flood in one of the countries in the east today. There are 100,000 people are flooded out, which is supposed to be more than is here in America. Why is all this happening like that? All at the same time, they're going to need help just like America needs help. So pretty soon, we won't know who to call for help from where, because everybody will be in an issue where they will be calling. I also understand that my daughter was telling me and another friend that we have another hurricane on the way, which is expected to hit Florida soon as a Category 5. It's going to go back out to sea, she says, then come back in as a Category 4 and hit up the North Carolina coast and come on up the East Coast to Connecticut. It's expected to be a very bad hurricane again. So they said that man is really causing a lot of these hurricanes by going up in the air and seeding of the clouds or something like that. They say that this in turn affects the changes in the weather atmosphere. They're able to go and change the course of the hurricane to not by messing with doing scientific work in the sky. So this is how we see man bringing on man's destruction. His own destruction has happened because of evil of his own hands, his own deeds, as we say. He's the one who's designing instead of trying to find the good and to really marvel at Allah's creation how he's able to bring this destruction about himself when man does so much evil that he rebels. I'm going to go and see, well, okay, he's not going to bring it here on me. It's going to go somewhere else because I'm going to change the course of it. This is why you see the weather conditions are worse now than having been a hurricane. They said it did go back and come back as a hurricane in Texas. And not only Texas, but Florida got hit, I understand, pretty bad. And Alabama, I believe, some other states that they didn't mention the conditions in those states were also flooded out and pretty bad, too. So we can see that man in rebellion, he calls himself fighting against the law's will, and he makes these matters even worse for himself. And he's bringing on his destruction even faster than it would have been. So at this time, if there are any comments in the audience, again, we'd love to hear from you. If not, we bring back Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. What I want to say is this. As Almighty Allah said that when he created the heavens and the earth, he decreed that his mercy prevail over his wrath. Now, you see, most people in the world are daredevils. I used to say this a while back. They dare Allah, and America is worse than this. They dare Allah to, like the sister was saying, they say they're going to the moon, and their ancestor, Pharaoh, during the time of Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, said to his followers, build me a ladder to climb up. I'm going to climb up into the sky and see this God of Moses who we can't see. He said, you can see me. I'm your God. Look at all this gold I got. Look at the stream flowing beneath my feet. What God is there than me? And Allah speaks of Pharaoh in the Quran and say he was one of the most powerful and fierce leaders or government leader rulers in the world. He so much said that when he drowned Pharaoh in the Red Sea, before he drowned him, Pharaoh said these words. He said, there must be there can't be no other God besides Moses and the children of Israel. And Allah said, I'm going to save these words in your mouth as a testimony, to all generations to come, that when they defy my will and they oppress my people like you've been doing, and I send plague after plague on you and give you a chance to change. And Allah, these are plagues that America has brought. The government of America is so corrupt, most of the people in the government are perverts. What do I mean by pervert? They're perverted. Huh? And they have taken, they're perverting the children? You think Allah going to continue to allow this to go on? Allah destroyed the world first with the flood of evil, like we got the evil in the world today, all over the world. Every one time you look around, evil, 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 at every turn. So Allah created the world for good. He didn't create the world for evil. Evil have no place in the creation of Allah. Sister today was talking about how she could hear down here in Florida the creatures, like the crickets and the lizards and stuff. When they know when a storm or hurricane is coming, and even the birds, they fly when it get cold, they fly to the south where it's warm. So all nature is in tune to Allah. They know what to do when they ain't disobeying Allah. So Allah protects them by letting them know when He's getting ready to destroy or rebellious mankind. See, mankind can see signs of something coming, Allah doing it. I wait it out. You hear him on TV, I wait it out. It might not happen, you know. But if Allah, if you're sincere in your faith in Allah, Allah will bless you like the creatures. He will bless the human being to know when there's harm and when to get out of harm's way. Because nobody can withstand the wrath of Allah, the power of Allah. and Allah say the evil results of the generations in the past came back on them and destroyed them. And he say the evil results of us today in the 21st century, he say the evil results of our deeds going to soon come back and destroy us too. That's what you're looking at. And so, you know, my advice to you Muslims is to try to work on your morality. Learn the Quran, yes. Learn the language of Allah, you say, in the Quran. And I tell people, when they really tell that to me, the real language of Almighty God, Allah, is goodness and sincerity. Go before Allah on the Day of Judgment and see if Allah going to ask you to quote the Quran in Arabic on the Day of Judgment. And see if he's going to judge you by how much Arabic you knew or how many even physical salats you made. Allah said there are going to be people in there on the Day of Judgment, and they're going to be ordered to be thrown into the hellfire, that they was making all their prayers on time. He said they made Hajj. He said they fulfilled all their obligations that he requires in Islam. Yeah. But he said, nevertheless, he going to order them to be thrown into the hellfire. And the question was asked, why? And Allah said they're going to be thrown into the hellfire because they did all of those things they did for self-gratification, self-edification, self-modification. They wanted to be seen. They wanted to be heard. Look at me. I know this. Look, I know how to speak better than you. I know how to do this better than you. We're not supposed to be competing against each other in that way. He said compete in a race towards all that's good, not negative. That's negative, trying to outdo somebody and, you know, think you know better than them. You know nothing. Allah's all-knowing, and he's all-wise. And he's all powerful too. And believe you me, he say, I'm coming. And the way he's coming is through his storms and through his forces of nature. And he say, I know those who are doing good and those who are doing bad. So he's letting the hypocrite know, you can't fool me. You might can fool some people sometime, but you can't fool me no time. And I'm going to test you. I'm going to test you. I'm going to test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of goods, loss of lives, and loss of the fruits of your toil. I mean, you're going to lose a lot. You gain, you're going to lose. I've recently lost a lot of goods for what I had. People stole from me, you know, and I just lost a lot that way, you know, and most of the people in my family, they physically gone, you know. I have a small family. And I've seen them die right behind each other. I had two nephews that died 3 months apart. I mean, yeah, 3 months apart, and two sisters to die recently 3 months apart. I've never seen that when I was growing up. You could hardly ever hear about somebody dying when I was growing up as a little boy in the 50s. And you see, yeah, but now death is everywhere. You can smell death. You see people, one sister told me or shared with me that down here in Miami, Florida, yeah, TV programs, Miami, Miami, New York, Miami, Miami Beach, say they're walking around down there, African Americans. This is why people don't respect us, even as Muslims, because we give our own selves a bad reputation with bad moral behavior. Say they're walking around there with thongs on. That's a little G-string over the hind parts, you see, their tail, huh? And say, and down in New Orleans, the Lord just destroyed that city. It was a Sodom and Gomorrah and a Babylon and one, too. The men, they had something called a Mardi Gras. And down there, they would be all out on the streets having intercourse sexually, you know. These things are just people just gloating in immorality. And you think that Allah going to leave this generation alone? Allah said, I do the same thing over and over again. So when you read the Quran, why should you Muslims in particular, be surprised that what's happening is what's happening. Allah warns you in the Quran that this is going to happen. If you don't do this, he say, this is going to happen. He say, what reward is there for good other than good? And he say, what reward is there for bad other than bad? And you got people do Muslims first. I want to share this with you, Muslim first. There was this town in the past, and it was just one Muslim family staying there. And it was a wicked city of people. Check this out. Allah didn't just destroy it. Allah had his angels to come there and visit the city, and then they went back and reported to Allah what the condition and what the people were doing in the city. And the angels said, they're wicked. They're doing all, committing all kinds of sins against your will. Allah said, well, I want you to go and destroy the city. He said, is there any Muslims there? They said, yes, one Muslim family. And Allah said, the moral conditions ain't got no better since the Muslim family been there. The angel said, no, they got much worse. Allah said, when you go back to destroy that city, start with the Muslim family first. Get them on out of the way. They knew better. And they didn't do nothing to try. Even the way they were living, they were living by my laws and my book, the Quran, and following the example of my prophet Muhammad, they would have made some contribution and there would have been some good change. Now, check this out. And my conclusion at this time, one man changed the whole world through his moral excellence, moral conduct. And Allah says, this is Prophet Muhammad, he does it. The best model of human moral conduct for any person, Christian, Jew, Muslim, anybody who believe in Allah, the Creator, and the last day, the day of judgment. So all people from the time of Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet who brought Allah, blessed to bring humanity back to life, and then humanity went back into death again, and that's where we're at now, in a period of spiritual death all over the world. People are spiritually dead, the majority of the people. It's called, it was called the age of spiritual darkness, Jahiliya, or the age of spiritual darkness, when people, they was bold like these people, walking around nude and just proud of it. I mean, men with men, women with women. This ain't nothing new what we see. It's just a combination, an accumulation of all the evil we read in the Quran of the past. And it's right there in the Quran, whether you read it in the Arabic or not. It's right there in the Quran. And in the Quran, Allah said he made easy for every sincere heart to love and want to and worship and praise him and have a repentant heart, knowing that they're not perfect and knowing that no matter how good they are, and they worship Allah, Allah said there's always room to get better. And you got a lot of the majority of Muslim, Christian, and Jews and religious people are so self-righteous, it's pathetic. Trying to justify their wrong. You can't justify your wrong. The only way Allah say out of wrong is by repentance and change. Change back to good. You see, I said it earlier. You said if you do a bad deed, and if you're sincere, he'll bless you to be conscious. He's created in us a mechanism to let us know when you're doing wrong. Your conscience and your heart, it bothers you, it troubles you, it whips you. And you ain't going to have no peace, no matter what you do. See, so Allah says again in the Quran, he says, what boldness they show for the fire. So Allah also says in the Quran, he says, fear me. And believe in my messengers, all of them. Don't try to separate one from another. They all were sent by me. And he also says in the Quran, fear the fire. You know, and we should fear, our sister was saying today. And I jumped on the oil stove when I was a little boy because I was like a little daredevil and jumped over one of them oil stoves that had little holes in them back during my time when I was a little boy. And got burnt between the legs. And that pain, you couldn't even imagine, went all over my body. I mean, I was scorched between my legs. It's the one that didn't scorch my, you know, genitals, you know, or whatever. But the law didn't let it get that far. But my point is, if you put, she said, just a match to your skin, it feels like your whole body has been burnt up. You don't want to have no parts of the hellfire, you see. And the sister was saying, which is very good, that you got a lot of Muslims, and I've heard this, I've been a believer in Allah, a mu'min, which means in Arabic, a believer, for 43 years, trying to practice perfection, Allah's perfection, best I can. And, you know, we even was taught by our parents when we was growing up as so-called Christians that about hell and how you're going to be tormented in that hellfire. You think you go through something bad here, it ain't nearly compared to the hellfire. Allah tells you about that in the Quran. And you got Muslims who say they believe in Allah, and they say, well, we can do wrong, and we can die in sin, but as long as we didn't show Satan no partner with Allah, we took the Shahada, Allah will bring us out of the hellfire. That's insane thinking. I have a leader. He still lives in me. He said Allah only accept that which is good, and he says that, you know, we should strive only for the Jannah, the paradise of Allah. And we should try to, and Prophet Muhammad said, we should try to do all the good that we can do, all the extra prayers, the extra good, but we have to do it feasibly. Allah means in Arabic to please Allah only. And you can fool me, you can argue with me, but you cannot argue with Allah. And Allah said, you can take up for each other in your wrong now, but who going to take up for you on the day of judgment? You're going to be by yourself. Your husband, your wife, your children, you even yourself won't be able to take up for yourself. And Allah said, you ain't going to get no help from outside of yourself. Check that out. What is it talking about? Allah say, he have created in us a tablet on our heart. And he say, every time we do some evil, we get a black mark on our stain on our heart. And he said, you can do so much evil, your heart become totally black, and you have no hope of ever his grace, saving grace, saving you from the destruction of hellfire. And Allah says that this too, to all of you, be warned. He says, sin can reach a stage where the doors of forgiveness, or a point where the doors of forgiveness are closed. He won't even forgive you no more. We can see and look at the world. Most people are like that because they day in and day out, they sin it. And one of the biggest things that with my community of Muslims all over the world, why they're being destroyed is bidda. And why the enemies are being able to destroy them, they practice in bidda, innovations. Prophet Muhammad, in his last sermon for you Muslims that have made the Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca, said in his last sermon, when he was on this earth 1,400 years ago, he said, I'll leave you with not two things, because he ain't no thing, and the Quran is definitely, subhanAllah, not no thing. With two authorities are guides for your life. He said, I'll leave you with the book of Allah, Kitab Allah, the book of Allah, and I'll leave you with my sunnah, my life example. As long as you follow these two, you will never go astray from the straight path of Allah. And why are all these Muslims going astray? Because they are not following the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, his life example. His life example was a moral life, Muslims and Christians and Jews and other people. When he was even a young child, unlike most of us, that man still was doing good. He was like a little baby then. Our true nature is our baby nature. We don't know no evil, see no evil, do no evil, desire no evil. A baby. And they said we was born in sin, the Christians. How far from the truth. Such a lie. You see, Allah said he created the nature of good in every baby he created. So all babies, all human beings are good by their true nature. And then after they start following false, their own false knowledge and the false knowledge of other people, they go astray. And then their nature becomes what? Distorted. A man thinks he a woman. A woman thinks she a man. And I heard one black, for you black African Americans, because I'm one of you, I've heard this one time. I was watching TV, this African American, and we wonder why whites treat us like they do in other parts of the human race, especially those light, light-skinned. He said, "I don't know why God made me black." He said, "Must have made a mistake. I'm supposed to be white. I'm supposed to be white." And he started crying. It was on one of these talk shows. He started crying. So what was he doing? He was rejecting the Creator right then, saying he made a mistake. And that show you the extent of that deep-rooted slave mentality in African Americans. We're the worst off people on the planet in division and hatred towards one another. And then we wonder why people treat us like they treat us. Well, look at yourself. Take a look at yourself. Huh? Like Michael Jackson said, before you judge me, calling me a child molester, look in the mirror at yourself. You know, who made you a judge over me? You see? So, people, we going to get ready, inshallah, to bring this to a conclusion, but I feel very good and confident that if I made any mistake on this program, I ask Allah to forgive me. If he's pleased with me, I thank him and I humbly submit to his will. But if I'm making a mistake on this program, are people listening? Co-host told you, you can come on the show. You can correct me. I stand to be corrected. But you got to come with respect, and you got to come with love. Don't come on here, this program, at any time with a nasty attitude, with a condemning attitude. I'm going to ask the co-host to cut you off, because Allah says, we should always look for the good in each other, and the bad, we don't. He said, don't even look at the bad other people doing, speak of it, or do it. So he's letting us know that if you look at other people bad and you criticizing them and the bad they're doing and the wrong they're doing, you corrupting yourself and don't even know it. And Prophet Muhammad said it this way. He said, refrain. That's to stay away from sin and speaking of the evil and vices in others that you know is in yourself. And when you do that, you find you could be a good person, but you become an evil person when you start looking for negativity in other people. Look for the good, and you can always find the good. But if you're looking for the bad, you're going to see bad. But look not from your sight, but look from the insight of Allah inside of you. Then you can see things in their true nature, and you'll understand their true purpose, and you'll understand your true purpose of life. I stop at this time and give way back to the co-host. Look like we're going to have to do this all the way through. We never had an issue with that, because Allah, he's the one using us. Whether anybody wants to accept it or not, we're here not to please people. We have been doing this for about a little over 2 years, I believe, just trying to please Almighty Allah. And we've had no people, I've had no one to come on and tell me, talking to me. It was cowards. They thought I was doing something wrong or saying something wrong. Well, I'm not, come on now and let's talk about it. Don't wait till I get off the phone, off the air, wherever you are, and then you see me and confront me. Trying to put me down, because if you do that, Allah gonna put you down. Because I'm not. If I make a mistake, it's not intentional. If I need to learn something else, Allah will help me to learn. He's the only one can. He knows all. He have all knowledge, all wisdom. So you can't help me in no way. So If you criticize, you know, you're hurting yourself. Allah wants us to look for the good in each other. And he wants us to also understand that you kill and destroy evil with love and kindness. He said two evils don't make a good. It don't make a right. And Allah says that he can bring good even out of evil. I heard about a man up here in Miami that likes to kill a serial, like a killer, kill people and rape women, you know, like doing that. And there's so much of that. But that man walked past me, and he's told me, he said, I see you again. I ain't that man here. I've seen me here in Florida. This is my first time here. He say, and God is ordering your steps, you know. He said, and your steps are ordered. And he say, God got a protection. And a lady told me, she say, God got a protection around you. She wasn't a Muslim by name, but this lady had, she said she believed in only one God. She said, still, we all are the same. So that's all pretty much that I have to say for today's show. And I pray to Allah that if I said anything that was not in accord with his will and the sunnah of his prophet Muhammad and his saying, that Allah forgive me and help me in the future to understand better as we do this program over and over again until Allah's deem that it stopped. As-salamu alaykum. Co-host, are you there? Well, people, apparently we've got cut off probably by the studio, but I think you all can still hear me. And so, as I said, since there's no one that really wants to come on and, you know, add anything to it or, you know, criticize me or let me know that I need to learn more on this type thing or anything like that, you know, I'm going to get ready to bring this show to a conclusion because, I mean, I have other things to do. That is to try to live right and, you know, myself, and I'm trying to help others, and I'm trying to do it in every way that I can, and by any means that Allah will bless me, you know. The best way to help people, Allah say, is by your example. So, you know, I pray to Allah that my words and my example will be accepted by him, and he will accept it like he did his last prophet, Muhammad, that I'm a follower of, you see. And I'm a follower of all the prophets. They all were righteous men. And they all sacrificed their life to please Almighty Allah. A lot of us ain't willing to sacrifice a dollar to help somebody. We ain't willing to sacrifice nothing. But yet we want material so-called blessings, and we don't think about the real blessings are not material things. The real blessings, even in the material world, it's the spiritual good that Allah wants us to use the material things for, to get the good out of and to share the good with others, each other. If you ain't sharing the good with people, you don't get blessed by Allah. He said he going to take what he gave you, even from you, and you still going to be miserable and you're going to hell. You're going to have hell here, which is a state of mind of agony. You can't find no satisfaction. You can't buy none. You know, you're always negative, looking for the negative in somebody. And I want to say in my conclusion, if you want to look for some negativity, look at yourself. Take a look at yourself. Prophet Muhammad said the greatest jihad struggle or fight we got is against our own carnal, low desires. And it is said too, this is how deep that, Prophet Muhammad said this here. He and I'm gonna show you, this is a powerful example. He said one day one of his followers came up and he was talking to one of the followers of Prophet Moses. And they were arguing about who was the greatest prophet. And, of course, did you was saying that Prophet Moses, he was the greatest prophet of Allah. And Prophet Muhammad walked up, and when he heard the Jew saying that Prophet Musa was a greater prophet than himself, he smiled. And when his followers start arguing back with the Jew, saying, I know they're wrong. Prophet Muhammad is the greatest prophet and messenger of Allah. Prophet Muhammad walked away, and he took the smile off his face. And later on that day, his follower came to him and said, why did you leave me, Prophet, or Rasulullah, messenger of Allah? He said, because when he was arguing with you, saying that Moses, Prophet Moses, was better than me, say the angels were with you. Allah had his angels with you because you weren't arguing with him about and trying to separate my prophets, in essence, because you ain't supposed to do that. Allah said, don't do that in the Quran. He said, I had to leave you because Allah told the angels to leave you. You didn't have no more protection from Allah. You see how serious that is? And he said that, I'm going to tell you this too. He said that Allah done already told me that on the day of judgment, the one that going to be resurrected first is me. And he said, and Allah showed me that when I'm resurrected in this heaven, he showed me that Moses, Prophet Moses, was holding on to a corner of his throne. And you know what the throne of Allah is symbolic of? Law. Moral law. He said his throne is over the waters. Waters symbolically represents morality. So Allah's throne is over good morality. What is his throne? His throne is his authority, his rulership over the heavens and the earth. And he rules the heavens and the earth with law. The law, moral law, not man's law. Man ain't got no law. You're immoral. You see, we start following ourselves and these corrupt leaders, we're immoral. But if you follow the law of Allah, Allah, the Creator, you will be a good, moral human being. Co-host, is you on here? Can you hear me? If not, at this time, I'm going to end the program because we're having some technical difficulty. I said, Assalamu alaikum, and Eid Mubarak to all of you Muslims throughout the world, you sincere Muslims throughout the world, you righteous Muslims throughout the world. May Allah bless you. Not only this Eid, to live to, as long as he bless you to live, to be sincere to Allah and never associate anything Allah created as a partner in worship with Almighty Allah. Allah have no partners. Who, he said, if he had a partner, produce that partner. And one sister said today, on the day of judgment, he going to say, bring forth your partners that you associate as a God with me. And they're going to come forth, whatever it is, a stone, a tree, a human being. And he's going to say, ask your partner, is he a partner with me now? And the things that they associated with Allah are going to say, no. I mean, said with a passion, no. We didn't know nothing about their worship of us. And you Muslim, Christian, Jew, whoever, you're going to be thrown into their hellfire forever. I greet you again for the final time. Assalamu alaikum.